Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mantra Man. Happy birthday. Citizen Target Recordings, welcome to the Free Speech Zone.
That's probably the greatest introduction anybody could hope for on their birthday, especially after they posted all these gifts on Facebook, and Facebook thinks you're a bad guy trying to shoo in some type of propaganda or something in its Appleseed recordings for our nation's homeless. I can't believe it. Somebody, I'm not blaming Facebook, but I'm saying they need to really critique their administrators out there, and if they're going to pull this kind of stuff, right in the nth moment when I need the information out there and I'm answering friends from heart and soul, you know what? Don't sit there and wreck my car. We're talking, that's a different kind of religion. It's like sending a guy out for an automobile part. You pay him for it. You tell him what to get. He comes back and he looks at you and he says, here it is. And you say, no, that's not the part I asked for. That's not what I gave you the money for. Where have you been? You've been gone for hours. And now it's the deadline. I got to have the car done. And then he looks at you and he says, no, you're really wrong. You got the wrong car. You're not driving the right kind of car. Think about it. Anyways, I'm going to get off that high horse, and I've got some good things to say. And, I'm going to tell you real briefly what that is, and then we're going to get off into it. We all know that in America that we have to get ourselves and pronounce ourselves in this nation. One of the things that I uphold is giveusyourpoor.org. It's giveusyourpoor.org. And this is for America's homeless. This is the McCormick Grad School run by my friend, producer John McGaugh. He's doing a brilliant job. Now, and it's musicians on it. I'm with Natalie Merchant and friends on it. Bruce Springsteen, Bonnie Raitt, Bon Jovi, Mellencamp, Jewel, it goes on. Mario Frangoulis from Greece, tons of people internationally are on this. Okay, that's one thing. I'm on an album called Give Us Your Poor. Let me switch channels to change.org. This is a place where you can start petitions. You can view causes. There's you can check all the petitions out. You can fraternize with the people there. You can really kick the can and try to come up with some really good suggestive patterns and or nonprofits to go to try to elevate America. Because I'm going to tell you what, I'm a little pissed off that they've got PNAC, capital P-N-A-C, and you go to your YouTube. .com, and you're going to find out that somebody has entered in our government through the back door and has exploited us to the media by hiring all these defense contractors that are out there hiring mercenaries that kill people at will. You know, when we're trying to mop up a city, they steal, what, $18 billion out the back door in Iraq. They don't have to be accountable. That's not the subject tonight. But let me say that change.org, people really need to look at that, okay? Now, that's one thing there. That's Obama's site to bring everybody from the world to the table to help the United States out, put on a good face so that we can actually take ourselves to other people and go with permission, knock on their door and say, hey, we would like to make sure that your women and your children are okay. Can we help? Can we help, you know, the nations out there not abuse the women and the children and kill the old people? You know, I'm fed up. I'm a veteran, and you don't want to pick a fight with me. Okay. Let me get off on the other thing. I'm on a tangent tonight. Okay, now that was serve.gov. Serve.gov was our next one. That was the third one. So that is Michelle Obama's site. This gives you tools, man. Serve.gov is Michelle Obama's site that gives you tools for your community. And this stuff will blast any cannon out there when you got to do stuff collaboratively. And that man has been taken, and this man, Obama, her husband, okay, our president, walked through the Southland of Chicago, and he went through there knocking on doors, trying to get the gang members to have a mind of reason and to put them in other cultures of getting other jobs besides what they were milling around in crime as it is, okay? What a great man. But because everybody wants to shoot the scenario out the cannon at the guy, I can't believe it. It's just Anyway, serve.gov is Michelle Obama. Change.org is Obama, Barack Obama, our president, and giveusyourpoor.org is John McGaugh. And then I have one last one. Oh, I'm going to squeeze myself in here. The Computer Social Impact Research Institute Incorporated, that's CSIRI.org. And that is what I am vice president to. I'm a co-director, and I'm treasurer of. And that's all in acting capacity. And Andy Bowe is the angel of the decade that goes out there. You know what that's about? That's about the pilgrims, man. It's about the pilgrims and the Native American Indians that got together and had Thanksgiving and knew how to treat each other from early on. And that's what we need to start doing in this nation. We need to get that out there. And so enough with me. That's CSIRI.org. That's what I belong to. That's my nonprofit. I'm a part of it. And I speak up for all four nonprofits that I mentioned so far. And I speak up for my brother right here. I'll tell you a little bit about Jason Gibson. He came in at a time when everybody was bumping heads together to try to get a scratch track out to the giveusyourpoor.org. And he did a wonderful job in the time that he came in, and he gave of himself, and he gave really beautiful decadence to this magic that he has in drumming. And he uses Native American drums. I'm talking, and I played the other drums on it. I played the kit drums on it, and I played guitar. Well, we had a studio guy there, and that was Mark. What's the guy's last name? You know him? What do they call him? Jason? Are you there?
Mark Blazin.
Yeah.
Was that the brother of Dells?
Yeah. Marty, right? Yeah,
Marty is the sound recorder, the TurboSonic engineer. He's now with the TurboSonic dealership in Hood River.
Isn't that something, man? Look at this, and I just want to point this out. Everybody that was part of that scratch track, including my wife, and, you know, I'm going to say this. My wife's name is Fred Blakely. Maiden name is Hollingsworth. She is a daughter and an heir on the Fillmore side to President Millard Fillmore down that family line. A lot of these guys from the Hollingsworth family went and put the Golden Gate Bridge together. They were consultants on it, okay? From good stock. So let me say, she was there. Chris Holzer was there. Jason Gibson was there. That's our Bud Justice right here. Great souls. We had a few. Donnie was there. I can't get his last name. I forget his last name. But all these guys were there. And even my friend from Carson City, Ivy Rose, she was there, played elegantly. She could act. She could do a film on Janis Joplin. She could be Janis Joplin in a movie, and she can sing just like her. No problem. So I'm going to calm down because it's
Chris
my
Holzer,
birthday.
Chris Holzer was on
and
the
I've,
guitar.
You know, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chris Holzer.
What'd you
was
say?
On the guitar. Well, Chris Holzer, he played guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a house full, and that lasted for a while, which was a catalyst to really a good time holiday. It was a good time holiday.
Well, all I'm trying to say is you're a part of this thing, and you are a part of lighting that fire for people to be collaborative in music. And there's a lot of guys that have turned their faces, and I'm not going to get off into that because they're not patient. Or they squabble about lunch money or gas money or, you know, little petty cash. You know what? You got to pray for people that are dim-sighted because they don't have enough ambition within themselves to have that heart and soul to know what's at stake. And what is at stake? Well, us as musicians, what we do is we sit there. We are the people that get the society around us to kind of defuse from their day-to-day. To give them new intelligent thought, altruistic thinking, critical thought. You know, I mean, we send these things to them. We help their endorphins. We get them to dance. We're part of the health mechanism, all right? And as far as social conditioning, we're not the guy that, you know, we're not the guy trying to make and put them down and keep them from. We're trying to open them up so they can be more creative and more productive in their own lives in truth. And so having said that, I want to stay on what I was going to, on the topic. Can I mention that?
Word.
Okay, here's the word.
Yeah,
I'm going to calm down now because I was offended by somebody that didn't get it, and they thought because by the numbers, by the margin, I was sending too many messages out and answering. I can't answer anybody on my Facebook right now. Go to Montreville Blakely, Montreville Blakely, Blakely, and see for yourself. I mean, all I've done all day is send Appleseed recording out there for the beautiful albums that they've done for the nonprofits, and it helps America's homeless across our nation. A great percentage of that proceed goes to the homeless shelters across the board. And I'm being blocked, and I'm sending this as a gift to all my friends and family because that's all I got in my pocket. Whoa. So let me get off that high horse. The reason why I'm here is because we need to use intelligent design within what we do when we protest, when we set up, when we have a any type of blog that we set up to try to help people usher them into a collaborative, a collective, a collaboration in the neighborhood, and you're trying to do something good. I don't believe that going out, spiking trees, getting mercenaries to get kids to do stuff has helped. When I look back in the old days when they were looking at the marijuana issue, and I'm going to touch on that. That's part of this. The medical, I told them, and I was down at Southern Oregon at the Mind's Eye, where we were holding a meeting. And the meeting was about, you know, all this stuff that they wanted to do. There was a guy there playing guitar. He looked alike. He acted the part and everything. But what he was there for was to get the kids to do this spiking of trees and to run around in the forest doing weird things. And, you know, I didn't hear anything about blowing up trucks and all that, but I can bet you that these same mercenaries did that too, and they conjured up the kids. And really what the goal was, and you're not going to believe this, they're not sent in. They're not sent in on their own accord. They're bought off by, you know, it's like the spotted owl. That was a decoy to keep people running in this area of looking at that issue while they're harvesting from South America, Southeast America, you know, South, where we live here, Southeast America, and then down in South America itself while they're just by the Grove, stealing logs out of there. Meanwhile, back on the front burner, we were sending stuff out three subsidiaries deep, billing stuff and selling it back cheaper than what we could pay for the blue-collar labor workforces for, you know, to produce it, to produce a product, a wood product, okay? And how they got rid of our natural resources? They shaved one or two sides of a log and then denaturalized it. Look, we're in a fix here. Folks, we were 90% export. We were 37.5% farming. Now we're 2.5% around there, and we're 90% import. So, you know, what the heck? You're going to give me a bad time because I'm an American? Because I went out when I was 17, and I was in special operations as a crew chief in South Korea, and I got bit by the ear on the ear from a place around. I'm going to tell you what. Get a life and get it straight with your brothers and sisters here. If we're not being usurped, you better think again. Let me get back on track. To protest, you have to do it in a way that you are considered intelligent, and your approach has everything to do with it. For you to go and rally and to cause some riot out on the freeway and do all this other kind of stuff, you're sending points against yourself. It's just like the mercenaries out there that were down south on the medical marijuana issue and the tree issue. I'm going to tell you what, man. They set us back in the tree issue, and the 11 attorney group that was from Oregon, they set us back for the ecological movement back 15 years as a result of mercenaries coming in and exploiting our children. That is not the way to go, because they won't go and get slammed with federal suits against them. Come on, man. You know, let's think about this. We want our children to be of peace. We have to start thinking about intelligent design on how to do nonprofits, on how to collectively get things together. When I was down there with the medical marijuana thing, they didn't even have that. They had all three issues on the ballot. And I told the guy that was playing the Bob Dylan song, you're not going to get it that way. I'll give you a clue what to do. If you break it up into three groups, you're going to get it. Yeah, I innovated that right then and there when they were having that big rally, because they weren't going to get that on the ballot. But let me tell you what. I have a son, and I didn't know this. This was back then before my son had a chronic disease. And if it wasn't for medical marijuana right now, I would probably be visiting my son's grave. And it is cyanide, and don't mess with this bet on it, because you guys are all wrong that don't have a clue about what it is that medical marijuana does for other people that can't take the other great medicines or all that garbage. And let me just touch on that note real quick. President Obama needs to have a police force to find the bad doctors that are prescribing drugs to people to keep them on drugs. Did you hear that? And did you also know that these medical pharmaceuticals out there need to be investigated too? But let's get to the gist of it. It's really about the underwriter and the insurance for corporations and little small businessmen and running like a group insurance policy, you know, and all that stuff. And we're talking workman's comp and everything. You're talking to an old union guy right here. Well, the center's on that because they don't want to be found out. They don't want to be found out holding hands and milking the cow. They have an old definition. Are you putting up a post office box? Are you milking the cow? Let's get her done. And so the same thing, they've gotten so conditioned to free money, the defense contractors have gotten so used to stealing money. You know, these mercenaries are so used to just going out and doing what they want, because the top of the line is, in 1913, we allowed the Federal Reserve Bank to come in, and then through the 30s, the 40s, we had a depression that took us out, and then in 86, 87, they solidified through Congress an open-end check that's nothing but interest. It doesn't even have any backing, but they can do whatever the hell they want to with whom they want to, and that's not right. And I'm going to tell you something. Because of that, we're going to cause a bad taste to ourselves. If you go to YouTube and put capital P-N-A-C on, you're going to find an atrocity of what's there. But the double side of that coin is that they've taken that, and they're using that to give America a bad name. Well, we need to go clean our own toilet and get the bad guys out of the house. We need to send them to their own prison and stay away from our freedom, stay away from our liberty, our rights for life, our freedom for the pursuit of happiness and property and all that stuff, man. You want to be an American?
Yeah.
Be a freedom fighter. Be somebody that knows about freedom. Okay, now that's what I'm going to say. If you want to protest, you're going to do that.
That's right. Yeah.
If we're going to protest.
And let's make a clear distinction, Mantra, between the American and the U.S. citizen, that the U.S. citizen is a sovereign citizen of the Republic of the United States of America. This is a poignant topic as representatives like Rick Staggenberg, a local MD and a candidate for Senate, is really stepping out and educating people as to how the corporatocracy is structured and how our government is essentially extending constitutional rights to corporations as people, as individuals, when they are nothing of the sort. They're simply form structures. They're simply collectives who have formulated a business plan to conduct business as, and they are basically violating all of the laws of the biosphere and exhausting the resources of the planet without accountability.
You know what, Jason? You hit it exactly right, and that's why change.org is so important. It goes about animal rights, criminal justice, education, environment, gay rights, health, human rights, human trafficking, immigrants. You know, I'm not gay, but I don't believe that it's right for people to beat up people that are gay. That's just not right. Okay, now let's get on. Human rights, human trafficking, immigrant rights, poverty in America, sustainable food, women's rights, and it goes on. The list goes on. If you want to start a petition, go to change.org. If you want to find out about causes and all the petitions, or you want to start a petition, that's the place to start from. And you hit it, Jason. This is being collective. This is being collaborative. This is being legal. And if it gets enough attention on change.org, it goes directly under the president's nose. Did you hear that? And it's not just our country, America. This is all nations. All nations can join in on this and speak their piece. What do you think about that?
Well, that's awesome, and thank you for the reference. Now, let me ask you, if I start a petition on change.org, does it transfer over with the same power punch as an initiative would if we were to focus locally
here? Oh,
like,
you betcha.
For instance,
that's what they're all about. This goes to the president, man. If it gets endorsed by his group, his fellowship that's up at the top leading this, they have these curators and everybody else on this. They have change makers out here. They have, I mean, if you look at the front opening page, change.org, you're going to look at a lot. You got Marion Wright Edelman on here. You got Paul Reichhoff, okay? You got Nancy Keenan on here. You got, I mean, I can go on with a lot of names, man. You got more people on here that you would just fall out of your seat if you knew what they were doing on change.org. But brothers and sisters, you got to go further than that. You got to say, well, what can I do in my neighborhood? What can I do? Well, the thing is that his wife, President Obama's wife, she's not sitting down patty cake. Come on, man. Let's get a life here. This woman's at work. You should see the United We Serve. You should see what she's doing for the veterans, what she's doing for every neighborhood, what she goes into and out of. And she, you know what? Yeah, they have bodyguards. Yeah, they've double embossed everything, their vehicles and all that. But there's a reason behind it, because these guys are going out and they're changing the dirty, yucky stuff of America to get us on track. That's our President Obama. Everybody else is trying to shoot him out of a cannon. Did he start these wars over there? No. Is he trying to intelligently, by design, bring them to a place to where people are starting to implement their own society and grow things other than opium, you know, to eat? Come on, man. Go look at Afghanistan. He's asking permissions to talk with the elders. He's getting in there. He's causing an economy. He's causing ecological resources and rebirth. I mean, he's doing that. He's getting these guys into agriculture 24/7. I mean, I can't say any more. And even you know, there's people that have been there for a long time. There's a school teacher that was there. He was invited by the Taliban to set up a school. And you know what? They got to his place, a couple of truckloads of them, and guess what they did? They got out of the truck, and he didn't see them for about 35, 45 minutes, and he wondered, where the heck are they? You know what these guys were doing? They took off all, this is the Taliban, took off all their armament around this playground, and it made me cry. I was crying for about 15 minutes on this subject. I couldn't help it, because that's what they're missing. They're missing joy and peace and fellowship and freedom of choice. They're missing a free society. They're missing how to treat the women and their children right. They're missing how to vote for their own people that they believe in. Do you get what I'm saying? That is peaceful demonstrations. This is what we're talking about right here. So when you look at serve.gov, look, my friends, go to serve.gov, go to change.org, go look at these sites. But when you go there and you look at how they're looking at the schooling and how they're looking at toolkits, they'll give you tools for your neighborhood. They'll give you things to post your projects, to spread the word, to share your story. They have it on this site, man. And I'm not trying to sell their business, but they're in the control at the top of America to give back to society. And you don't think that they're not doing it? Think again. Become part of it. Don't sit on your hands or go to some church or some religion and sit on your hands and pout. Don't sit down and go, me, me, me. Get beyond that. Be in restraint on the end of your nose. Don't wear your heart on your sleeve and get to work, man. There's a lot of work to do. Look, I can't say any more than that. If you want to help out the homeless, besides serve.gov, change.org, go to giveusyourpoor.org. Now, there's only moments left in this media, so he's got to get some callers in. I'm going to zip my lip.
Hey, Mantra, I want to thank you, man. You're on fire, and you're blazing with it, and I'm stoked. And again, this is why I keep returning to the wellspring, and you know, coming from source and everything. I was localized and vocalized. You got this album coming on, and I want you to talk, you know, share some of the production insight that's coming along with your album.
Well, you know, I'm doing my own home recording, and I couldn't launch it today because I want to do 12. I saved money on it, and it's for meager means. I'm in appellate court for my father, $2.87 billion, and I was disinherited and all that crap. I went and recorded and found out that my father supposedly committed suicide. You know what? The FBI is handling that. They'll discover what they need to discover, and I'm with them on it. And he was a drug addict, and he had cartel business. And that's a fact. Go look in his history. You know, and I'm saying this on air because I know, okay? So the show's down. But there's family members inside my family that deserve equal portions of that. That's all. We're back in appellate court. The showdown's, come on, bring it, brother. Bring it, sister. I don't care who you are out there. If it's about lifestyle and if it's about money and greed and fame and fortune, you're just left field. You don't get what a heart and soul is about. It's about getting your stuff together, and you don't want to mess with this veteran. I've got the people in the freedom fighters. I got bicycle gangs that I jam with, and you know what? We back each other up to the hilt. Hey, and you're messing with the wrong guy. I'm just going to get back on the subject here. Now, as far as my album goes,
yeah,
my album will get out there, and I will introduce it rightfully. But I just wanted to say, for you guys.
Summer? What are you thinking?
What?
Spring, summer? What are you thinking about releasing here?
No, very shortly. My album will be called Blues Guitarist, Mantra Bill Blakely, Plan B, -B.
Floor, love is such a road. Where are you? still.